Time for another La Caprile Valley School update with Superintendent Rick Ellingworth. And Rick, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. What a great morning.
Yeah, it's a great day for homecoming week out at La Caprile Valley, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, I should start off by congratulating our homecoming court. The queen is Peyton Moe from Appleton, and the king, homecoming king, is Ethan Schomer from Madison. So they're in charge this week, I guess. The king and queen are in charge of everything.
I know. Kids love homecoming, don't they?
They really do. It was fun. There was a nice crowd, and it's fun to see the excitement and have everybody back in person again. And it's what high school is meant to be.
That's right. Well, I understand you had a board meeting last night, Rick. Why don't you tell us about it?
We did. We met a little bit early so the school board members could go to the board meeting. And so we were only in session for about an hour and 15 minutes. But I want to start, Paul, by just reminding everybody that there will be school board elections coming up on the general election day in November. And we have three candidates running. They're all running unopposed. Corey Thorsland, Matt Carmody, and Dan Persicky. So we sure hope everybody goes out and supports those folks. We've got a board then that if they get reelected will be in place for several years, and as you know, continuity is everything in any kind of leadership, but I sure appreciate those board members and hope folks will get out and support them. We had a meeting last night with two or three presentations. The first one was from a guy named Dennis Williams who runs Williams Power Systems. And he's been looking at our windmill that's out behind the La Caprile Valley High School. It was a windmill put up in the 1990s, as I understand it. It's not been operational for two or three years, or for a few years anyway. But he met with the board last night, made a presentation, and the board authorized him to go forward and to do some restoration work. Which is kind of his specialty, and we look forward to getting that those whatever they call those vents or whatever they are turning and generating some power for us again. But we think that maybe within the next couple months we can have that thing going, and that would be wonderful because it's there. And of course, as people talked about wind energy, it would put us right in the middle of that again. The board went on and received a report from Melissa Katzenmeyer and Steve Sterrud on how it's going with Little Eagles Daycare. And overall, Paul, is going very well. Our enrollment is adequate. We did have about a week ago with some COVID, so the early childhood infant care program was down for a week. But they're back and up and at them now. We had some problems with the program early on, but Melissa and Steve have done an outstanding job of bringing things back into focus, and so they shared with the school board how it's going. They shared that last year they actually ran with a surplus of about $70,000, but now we're starting to lose the state stability money that was given to entities to provide daycare during COVID, and so we have to really pay attention to things as we move forward. But it was a very straightforward report, and the board is very aware of where we're at with that program. We also requested that the school board authorize us to have an early out with students on Friday, October 14th, so kids will get out of school about noon. And we're dismissing early that day so we can have the whole staff involved in an English language professional development program that we're putting on. As you know, as everybody knows, we have about 200 or so Micronesian kids in the school district, and some of them are just learning the language for the first time when they come here. And that presents some challenges, but we just want to make sure our staff is geared up and is in a position to accommodate the needs of those kids as we go along. So everybody that's got kids in school will be getting an announcement in the next couple days, just sharing that Friday, October 14th, we'll have kids in school until noon, and then we'll dismiss early for those professional development purposes. Brenda Domeyer, our finance director, made a report. We're currently going through the school audit, which, as you know, we do annually. Brenda does a great job of being on top of all the finances. And she updated the school board last night on where we're at with fund balances and our expenditures and revenues going forward. So I've been in this business a long time, and I just want to be very complimentary of the job Brenda does. It's very thorough, and we're lucky to have somebody like herself and Sue Volk, who are in positions of leadership with human resources as well as school finance. We do have snow removal taken care of for the Appleton site, but we're soliciting bids for snow removal for our Madison site for this school year. And so the board authorized we could put those out. And then just as kind of the last thing here, the school boards agreed that at their October regular meeting, they'll get a report from the leadership in the district from various leaders on how they're progressing with six initiatives that we have in place for the coming year in getting ready for the next school year. And one of those involves special education. Another involves English learning that I just addressed a minute ago. The high school is looking at the possibility of a modified block schedule, changing from a seven-period day. In the fifth and sixth grade middle school, we're needing to add a couple staff, so we're talking about that. And then we have some outdoor facilities that we're wanting to address, and we'll have a report for the board on that at that time. As you know, we have committees of the board, but I like to have the whole board get together every once in a while to hear how it's going across the district. So so we're very transparent, and everybody is in the know on all the little things.
All right, Rick, I know it's thank you for that. I know it's a big week with homecoming, a lot of activities planned the rest of the week. It all culminates on Friday. I'm looking for a taste of Lac qui Parle Valley, all the different foods out there at Lac qui Parle on Friday.
You know, I was up here last year for it, and we hope we get a good crowd. That is great, and it's become kind of a big deal, and everybody looks forward to it. So, and thank you, Paul, for all the coverage you're going to give us this week with sporting events and just attending those kinds of things. And yep, we always appreciate your coverage, but at no greater time than during homecoming week.
All right. All right, Rick, thank you for the report this morning.
Alrighty, thank you, Paul. Have a great week.
Yep, that's Lac qui Parle Valley Superintendent Rick Ellingworth, and that's our Lac qui Parle Valley School update.